This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Rebecca.
Now, last week, Leanne told everyone that you were on the TV show How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Did you get some fans calling in or old friends?
Old friends, yeah. Lots of people watch that show. And it's a good, funny show. I like it.
Remind us of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, it came from listener Oren Stern of Santa Clara, California. I said, think of a big name in the oil business. Drop the first and last letters to get another big name in the oil business. What are these two names?
And what are they?
Well, this was a little tricky. The first name in the oil business was Wesson, as in vegetable oil. Drop the outside letters, you get Esso.
So Wesson and Esso, this was actually a really popular one. We received more than 1,300 entries this week. Our randomly chosen winner is Stan Ross of Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Stan Ross, welcome to the show.
Hello, Rebecca. Hi, Will.
Hey there.
Fort Thomas, Kentucky, just across the border from Cleveland, is that right?
Cincinnati. We're right across the river from Cincinnati.
Of course, because Cleveland is not on the Kentucky border.
Yeah, they're both in Ohio.
What do you do in Fort Thomas?
Okay, well, in Fort Thomas, I'm a father of two, and when I'm not hanging out with my girls, I'm often here at the major insurance company that I work for as an actuary.
And are you a first-time puzzle player, or are you one of those people who's been doing it for years?
I've been sending them in since the postcard days.
Oh, really? That's very analog of you, Stan.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am. Just ask my wife.
Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm pretty nervous, I have to admit, but let's do it.
You'll be great. Will, meet Stan. Stan, meet Will.
Hi, Will.
All right. Hi, Stan and Rebecca. Stan, don't be nervous. This is easy today. And it's a puzzle I made for the GEL conference in New York City a few weeks ago. Each answer is a familiar two-word phrase containing the consecutive letters G-E-L. For example, the clue, where a university student may study, would lead to the answer, college library. And the first word will always end in G-E. The second word will start with L. Here's your first one, a theater direction to an actor.
Stage left.
That is correct. Number two, where a student might listen to tapes of French and Spanish.
A college library.
You're in high school or college, say, and you're taking a French or Spanish class.
Oh.
Where might you practice listening to tapes?
Lounge. Rebecca, help me out.
You know this, Rebecca?
Language lab?
Language lab, right?
Oh, it's been too many years.
And now that I think about it, I bet they don't have tapes there anymore.
I bet they don't.
I'm showing my age.
Speaking of analog.
Try this one. Company that makes money available to home buyers at interest.
Something loan of building a loan of savings and
Yeah. Well, think about first of all what you need if you need to borrow money for your house. What do you get?
A loan, a mortgage.
A mortgage. There's your GE.
Oh, and the mortgage. Company. Mortgage loaner? Lender? Mortgage lender.
Mortgage lender.
There
that's
go.
It.
Good job.
Okay. What an editor and art director prepare for a magazine?
Page layout.
That's it. Director of Star Wars.
Oh, George Lucas.
That's it. 65 years old for a U.S. commercial pilot.
65 years old for a commercial pilot. Age limit?
That's it. One who hangs out at a piano bar, say.
Lounge lizard.
That's it. What people rent for household items they don't have room for.
Storage locker.
That's it. Bit of greenery used in coleslaw.
Cabbage leaf.
That's it. Illumination on the front of a horse-drawn vehicle.
Something lantern.
I'll give you that. And what's a horse-drawn vehicle?
Carriage lantern.
Carriage lantern, carriage lamp, either way. Car built by Chrysler in the 1950s, 60s, and 80s. First of all, think of a major make from Chrysler.
Dodge.
Yes.
Le Mans.
I'll tell you, it's a Dodge Lancer. Dodge Lancer.
Oh, I never would have gotten that one.
No way. Yeah.
How about this? Anti-theft device for a traveler.
Something like luggage lock?
Luggage lock, is it? Grand Marnier for one.
Liqueur. Orange
What
liqueur.
Kind? Orange liqueur, good. And here's your last one. It blinks red on a telephone in a hotel room.
Message light.
Message light. Good job.
Oh, boy.
Stan, there was no need to be nervous. You did great.
Okay, I did okay.
So, Stan, we have a special guest to tell you what prizes you'll get for playing the puzzle. My colleague Scott Simon spoke with her this week about her new album, an R&B take on British rock songs. Here's Betty Levitt.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volume 1, 2, 3, from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' puzzle masters, Decks of Riddles and Challenges, from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR Sunday Puzzles. What you think about that?
Before we let you go, Stan, tell us what member station you listen to.
Well, we're members of two great local stations, WVXU in Cincinnati and WNKU in Highland Heights, Kentucky.
Stan Ross from Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you. Great pleasure.
And Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. And it's a straightforward puzzle. Divide up the letters of rabbit season into two related words. What are they? So again, rabbit season, rearrange all those letters to make two related words. What words are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. One entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, so please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shorts. Well, next week, your fellow puzzler, Leanne Hansen, returns.
Thanks a lot, Rebecca.
Thanks, Will.